few men here in the audience. Imagine a few of you may have been in the Boy Scouts. Anybody in the Boy Scouts? All right. I remember being a Boy Scout growing up, having the opportunity, but the Boy Scouts was much different than they were today. There were certain expectations in the training to grow up into manhood, with a set of values not found so much in the society we live in today. I think we can all agree about that. One of these things I learned from the Boy Scouts was the motto of be prepared. I'm really not hiding. If you'll notice our placard, it says, preaching the gospel and preparing a people. That's what we are about. That's our commission as a church. There's many times and many reasons that we need to prepare for something or someone. Prepare is an action verb. I'm going to paraphrase from Merriam-Webster. It's to make ready beforehand for some purpose, a use or activity, like prepare food for dinner. To put in proper state of mind, like prepare to listen. That's what we're doing now. We have the hymns and we have the prayer and we're getting ready to listen to a message. We encourage the audience to intently listen to the message being relayed to them. Also to work out the details, to plan in advance, preparing a campaign strategy. Not too many of us do that here, but if you're going to go to some of you at the Women's Weekend, they had speakers there, they prepare for that. You have to prepare for the speech. You prepare for the venue that you're going to give the speech. And you plan for your key points to be addressed. Another thing to prepare is to make a compound, such as a prescription, or in a lot of cases, a recipe. To put it into writing, we prepare a report. God prepared a report to give to Moses. It was called the Ten Commandments. It was written on tablets. Prepare a report, that's hard one to say, such as blueprints, posters, flyers, such as the handouts we have during Bible study. Whether we're aware of it or not, we're most likely in the process of preparing something physically or at least mentally right now. Just think for a second. Remember, our brains are always at work, even while we're sleeping. That's why we have dreams. We're reading, we're driving to work, watching television, and especially when we're thinking of nothing at all. Try that one. I'll give you just a lesson here to do, especially when you think, this is known as daydream, but as a fun exercise, not right this moment because I'm talking, okay? Try sitting and thinking of absolutely nothing at all. And you're going to find your mind is wandering, thinking about something you want to do or to get done. Like, what are you going to have for dinner tonight when you get home? Hopefully none of us will be hungry because we have a potluck. But what do we need to do to... we're going to visit tomorrow. So you're going to visit at Hermelia. what are you going to do to get ready? Well, you're most likely going to drive. So dad or mom, whoever, they need to make sure they got gas in the car. Check the oil and the water and the air in the tires. Because this is a trip, 2-hour trip, so it's not just across the street. These are things you do in preparation for that trip. But if you'll note or not, in your mind is this preparation mode most of the time. We think about going to the feast. How many of us think about going to the feast right after going to the feast? We're already preparing. We're thinking in our mind, where are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to fly? Are we going to drive? Those are things we think about preparing. That's our mind at work constantly. Preparing is also a learning tool. Case in point, let's go back to my Boy Scout days. I had an experience, I'm about 10 years old or so, camping on the Oregon coast. I'd say around 10 years old, and we prepared for the excursion. We packed our backpacks, food. We had first aid kit. We had water purification tablets. Back then, you took that everywhere you went, you know. But we packed extra socks, extra clothes, toiletries, dried food. And our handy-dandy Boy Scout manual. With all the how-tos, we were prepared for whatever would happen on this trip, right? Not exactly. You see, you're about to find out. Okay. We, or maybe just me, I don't know, were given a cooking assignment. Things went well to begin with. We made stew. We use seawater. It's okay for stew. Because you put salt in the stew and it brings out all the flavor, all the ingredients. Then came the crowning event of the evening. Hot chocolate. How many of you made hot chocolate? Okay. Good. It sounded so good. And our young mouths are salivating at the thought of the taste of the sweet delicacy. Remember, we're all about 10 years old. So we most likely had observed either our mothers or our grandmothers make hot chocolate, right? She put salt in it, a pinch of salt, okay. Well, camping on the beach, it's only seemed natural to use seawater, which already had salt in it, to make a wonderful, sweet, hot chocolate. Not so. It was awful. It was horrible. It was nasty. I doubt that to this day that anybody went on that trip forgot that hot chocolate. All I can say is just don't do that. It's not good. You see, we were not properly prepared. Or should I say trained for cooking in the rough. And we learned through trial, I might add error, because our experience that summer camping trip, still we all had fun and we lived through it. But we did not try it again, and we never will try it again. Well, God has a bit to say about preparation. The United Church of God has a motto, and I just showed that there, or a commission, preaching the gospel and preparing the people. This is a sobering statement. This is something we are all, everyone in this room is involved in, whether we know it or not. You and you. You, me. We have all been called to this very important commission. You might ask yourself, well, when was I called to this thing? When do we start this preparation? Believe it or not, it was actually started for us even before the foundations of the world. Please turn with me, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 3 through 6. Excuse me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined us to the adoption, or prepared us, the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure in his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. We are admonished to be prepared, again that word, to give defense for what we believe. In 1 Peter 3:15-16, I'll just read this here, tells us that sanctify the Lord, the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready or prepared to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that lies within you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evil doers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. This starts with the encouragement and instruction we get in Matthew 6. It starts by seeking God and His righteousness. Matthew 6, beginning of verse 33. To seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. This again is an action. It takes effort on our part. How do we do this? First, we prepare by asking God for the help to find His desire in us, how we can assist in the preparation for His kingdom on earth. Please turn with me to Acts 17. So, like the Bereans, we start with prayer and Bible study. Search the scriptures for God's truth and instruction. You can read this account in Acts 17, verses 10 through 12. Let's go there. This is where they sent Paul and Silas from Thessalonica to Berea. It says, then their brethren immediately, verse 10, sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those of Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness, and searched the scriptures, the action there, daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. Why do we search the scriptures daily? Here's why. Please, if you will, turn with me to 2 Peter 3. We're going to read verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given. Second Peter. I think I. Well, Second Timothy. Thanks. 3 verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Remember, we cannot prepare a people unless we first learn how. Again, turn with me, if you would, if I get it right this time, to Romans. Romans 10. Well, we're going to begin in verse 13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. We have ministers and pastors throughout the church. They're preparing a people. They teach us what they've been taught. We have a couple teachers in our room right now, and they teach what they've been taught of their students. But our responsibility is much more than preparing for a Boy Scout camp out. Unlike the trial and error of making soup or hot chocolate at the beach, we must make sure all their T's are crossed and the I's are dotted in preparation of a people for the kingdom of God. It's a greater responsibility than anything else on earth. You see, a wonderful age is coming, when, as Jesus Christ says in John 14:2, I'll just read this, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare," there's that word again, prepare, it's action, "a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Yes, we can look forward to these words in Matthew 25:34. "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning, from the foundation of the world.'" Brethren, please remember to continually pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."